Kathy Anderson's going to talk about her work. Kathy's been here for 25 years, coming from the great state of Wisconsin. And here's Kathy.
Someone once told me that you can't make good pictures if you're crying. I kept telling myself this last October as I peered into my viewfinder at chaotic piles of pews that had been thrown around the St. Paul's Episcopal Church by 9 feet of water. My mind kept flashing back to the recital 10 months earlier when my then 9-year-old daughter, Alyssa, played a perfect minuet and trio on the baby grand piano that now lay in shambles among the pews. For the last 4 years, I have started out the day sitting on one of those pews, listening to the opening chapel that began the school day for my children. I was confirmed as an Episcopal in front of that altar. My friend Mary's funeral was at this church. Now there was concern that her ashes, interred in a wall at the front of the church, were mixed in with the ashes of others. This was not the first time I cried as I photographed the ruins of my city, and it certainly would not be the last. Last fall, my house, normally filled with sounds of giggling gaggles of girls, was silent. With no electricity or gas in our home and no school to send them, I wasn't sure when I would be able to bring back my daughters, ages 9 and 10, from Wisconsin. My sister had flown to Baton Rouge and taken them to the safety of relatives after a dramatic evacuation through flooded New Orleans in the back of a Times-Picayune delivery truck. The silence of the sad house became unbearable. So I spent my weekends in the Ninth Ward with my camera because somehow it looked like I felt. I made a series of photographs of where things landed after the hurricane. It was entitled The Ways of Water when it ran in the living section. Last March, I was standing in what was left of the living room of 86-year-old Irwin Buffett's home for a story on how Katrina affects the elderly. The skin on his arm felt baby soft when he rested his arm on mine to steady himself. I lost my home, I lost my car, and all of my friends have moved away, the frail man told me. He was a photographer who had lost every negative he ever created. The backs to his 4x5 cameras were encrusted in mud on the floor. At 86, he could see no future, and there was nothing I could do to help him. Looking at the image when I returned to the office, I thought of the thousands of others like him and how little I could do to make it any better. The next week, his daughter called me to tell me how much she liked the picture of her father. There had been many calls offering help for her dad. It felt good to have made some small difference, but the fact was there is a multitude of others that will get no help. The dowel that floated from an upstairs bedroom down a steep set of stairs settling near the front door had settled near the front door in a layer of mud. It was a gift to a 3-year-old from her grandfather. Maggie Roos took good care of all of her dolls. In fact, she never referred to them as dolls. They were all her babies. From her evacuation home in Mandeville, she worried. The dolls can't swim, she told her mother. The story of the destruction of our city lies in the detail of what was lost. The mud-covered dolls, trophies without heads, jewelry frozen in dust, and melted wedding pictures. For the past 365 days, we, meaning the Times-Picayune photography staff, have been it, meaning the debris, the sour stench, the sauna heat, the moldy mess of what is left of our city. Each day, every day, we stare into the sadness of our city and it stares back. I think we hold on to some of that sadness. The toll is great, but the purpose is greater. As we enter the Katrina anniversary year, our photographic crew will be carrying out the orders of our fearless leader, editor Jim Amos. When he stood on a newsroom desktop last fall and gave us orders to love this city back to life, we took it to heart. The book we've published is not just about the first 8 days after the hurricane. It is those 8 days, plus the weeks and months of despair and accomplishment that are part of the rebuilding process. This collection of images tells a story of New Orleans through the lenses of some of the bravest and most determined people I know.